Whereas among white people, many of the secretaries and bookkeepers and tellers and what have you make more than teachers. So that's an interesting thing, I think.
About the county sort of tall tales that would involve ghosts or anything like that.
Do
you remember from childhood?
Well, I've heard plenty of the ghost stories, but I don't know that any in this particular area. There was a Miss. Nellie who lived in Blackshear, and I suppose 75 or 80 years ago wrote a little booklet that she called Recollections of Blackshear. I'm sure that a copy of that would be in the city library in Blackshear. But Mr. Dean and his history of Pierce County has incorporated her recollection of Blackshear into his book in its entirety. And in that, she tells some ghost stories about haunted house in Blackshear and about people who had believed they'd seen ghosts around Shiloh Church, and I don't know of any particular haunted house story, anything like that.
Were they supposed to be close to the Civil War period or something?
I think these mostly were associated with belief to have been a result of murders or something like that. Somebody has been murdered, and now they believe that this house is being haunted and so on. Robert over at Waycross, who I believe is a kind of publicity man for the Ware County Schools, public relations man. He's made a great specialty of those kinds of stories, of these ghost stories and things like that. I had a son who took a course in English under him some years ago, and he said that was a great hand to tell those stories. Over the neighboring town, Cernsa, Georgia, there was a ghost, the haunted house over there, that attracted enough attention that at one time trains of people, you know, trains that maybe carry or make a special trip out there on the Southern Railroad to carry tourists, you know, who visit that house. Well, in those days, I guess there wasn't too many places to go and too many things to do, and they didn't have movies and television and radio and all those things, and so I reckon any kind of diversion they'd hear of, somebody'd want to make a trip to see about it. But I don't think there's been anything that would compare to that in this camp.
Clubs that you currently belong to or anything?
I do. I've never been much of a joiner myself. I'm a member of the Missionary Baptist Church, and that's just about it. Of course, in my case, my health is so frail that I couldn't very well participate in much anyway.